Sunny skies and summer-like heat will occur across portions of the region this afternoon. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. We do expect to see the temperatures continuing to heat up. We have brilliant sunny skies at this hour across a big part of the region. Temperatures running in the 70s and lower 80s. Madison, Minnesota reported an 86-degree reading not too long ago. Well, we do expect to see the heat continuing to build up this afternoon, and we will start to bring some moisture out of the soil. Instability showers are possible in a handful of spots as we go forward through the afternoon. That is not likely to be very meaningful moisture. Now, there is a trough of low pressure that will be moving through the heart of North Dakota this evening. It will set off a little bit more organized rain and thunderstorm activity, and it will go ahead and very quickly work its way through eastern sections of the state, as well as neighboring areas of north central and northeastern South Dakota and all of northern Minnesota. All of these areas will pick up on a little bit of rain from this event. There is the potential for a few strong to severe thunderstorms as well. Most of those are going to occur in eastern North Dakota. As we move into the night and into the morning tomorrow, this first wave of energy will be passing through the region rather quickly. A little follow-up disturbance is expected to evolve Saturday morning, and it will bring a second wave of light precipitation to northern portions of North Dakota and northwestern Minnesota. Overall, the total amount of precipitation that comes out of these two waves of precipitation will run from about 2/10 to around 7 or 8/10 of an inch. Now, there is the potential for one of those strong to severe thunderstorms that may pop up to actually produce upwards to maybe an inch to an inch and a half of moisture. But we're only going to see that occur in a county or two. South Dakota and southern Minnesota will be disfavored for the heavier precipitation. In fact, they may have a tough time getting any kind of organized rainfall to take place. After this system passes, we'll have another opportunity for some additional moisture to come into the region. There'll be a disturbance in the central plains that'll pass through Iowa as we go from Saturday night into Sunday, and a few showers may occur in eastern South Dakota and portions of southern Minnesota with that passage. There is some enhancement with that event now showing up in the computer forecast models, which may result in greater precipitation Sunday night into Monday across the eastern Dakotas and parts of western Minnesota. Temperatures are going to continue to be warm. We do expect those afternoon temperatures today certainly to work their way up into the 80s. That's a no-brainer. We will expect tomorrow to be a bit cooler, though, and we'll see those temperatures coming back down to mostly 70s with a couple of upper 60s. On Sunday, mostly 70s in the region again, and we'll see the same on Monday, and then Tuesday will turn a little cooler. Nighttime lows are going to continue to be 40s and 50s. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.